Dr. Kissinger calling?
The president?
Hello, Henry, how are you?
Okay. I hope you had some good weather down
there. Oh, yeah, it was bloody hot.
Good.
But it was not so, no rain.
Mr. President, actually nothing much has happened. Good, the casualties this last week were 34, and they didn't include the 31.
Did not?
No.
Why not?
Because they haven't notified the next of kin yet. They don't listen to the next of kin.
Oh, I see.
But we're trying to get them expressed in all the federal ways.
Why not? That's right. Fair enough.
So far, the casualties is at the end of Wednesday.
Yeah. There were 34 without any of the 31?
Yeah.
They might have had some in there.
Oh, they might have had some. I've been trying to track that down.
Well, that's all right. That's good. That's good. Well, it's good to have 34 this week because I'm not planning a conference on Friday.
Great. So have you decided whether that will be the evening or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we've got something conflicting. I have people prepared.
Well, it has to be at night, aren't
right?
It?
Well, there was some. We got some word that you were reconsidering and might have it only in August. Mr. President, the one thing I did want to mention, discuss with you is the meeting with you. I have had research done on how many times the end of ground combat has been announced this year.
Uh-huh.
And Laird alone has announced it already 15 times.
Has he?
And Rogers has announced it about 7 times. Also, I ran...
So it doesn't mean much, huh?
My grave concern is this, that the minute you announce this, that we now have Vietnam happily on the back pages of the newspaper.
Yeah.
The minute you announce a meeting with you, all the harem and the company will scream to high heaven.
What, do you think we can get out of it?
Yes, I think we can. I've put a hold
I
on
just,
it. And my
I'm not too damn anxious, Arthur. I'd like to have something positive on Vietnam this month, but
well,
we
Mr.
can't
President,
do it.
What I think is that by the middle of June, we will know whether the Vietnamese accept our proposal or reject
right.
it.
Right. And then if they
reject it, we can go out there, announce the end of combat, and make the proposal publicly together with you. Everyone will say that you're a genius for having got you to do it. If the Vietnamese accept it,
then make go out and make a proposal.
As a joint?
You mean a proposal for a ceasefire?
For the whole package.
Leading out the other thing.
No, deadline and everything. And let them reject it publicly. If they accept it, you will have to seat you in order to keep the thing from blowing up. And then we can take the heat because we will be in the same position as we were with the Mansfield Amendment that 2 or 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
The solution will surface.
But you don't think that this announcement now means enough?
I honestly don't think so. I talked to Phil today.
Yeah.
Showed him the cable. There was no problem.
What's he think?
He'd
wait to see.
The same thing.
He'd rather wait?
Yeah.
Fine, well then, you know, another thing you can do, let him think that, sorry, which is true, that you're weighing that, you would have to just wait and see. But he doesn't know about the other meeting.
Oh, no. But we will hold so many more cards. You see, by the middle of June, I think we will have had Semyonov here and signed the accidental war agreement.
Yeah, yeah.
So we will have a number of things going. We will have had the Chinese reply. We will have them know what the cards look like. We have to see him this month. I mean, he's been promised.
Well, that's the point. We have to see him.
But I think we can see him between the 20th and 30th and be a lot more effective. Even if we only make a group announcement then, it will be closer to the time that the combat obligations actually start. I frankly believe that you will lose more than you gain. I'm sending you a memo which has the whole record of what has been said to you. I'm just afraid that some people are going to say, so what else? And that you will be accused. successful.
The only thing is, I don't know what the hell more we can pull up without. Let's assume we don't get anything out of here.
Then
you come out and just what do you say?
Well, then we can do two things. Denounce the end of combat, and we make the offer of the withdrawal. We know it will get turned down. Then everyone will say they reached, you got you the midway, but just get him to agree to that proposition.
Well, let me say, I'm on the fixing, except I'm just concerned about the base. We're going to have to rely on heavy shelling from our congressional people. The base inside. But it may be that isn't enough to
I'm
try to
say that it's enough. You can sleep over it.
No, I know. Well, if it isn't enough, there's no reason to do it. So,
my instinct is, and Haig, quite independently, came to the same view. But the average American may not have heard all these things that lay in advance of them.
Yeah. The average American, they've been saying it, but they haven't gotten through to the consciousness. You check the polls, they don't believe that we're even going to get out. So you see, sometimes you never want to think sophisticates what they say until they hear it. We can't repeat too often.
But I think that by the end of the month, say by June 25th, or whatever future it will be today, because you're gone, you will see your part much more clearly. Because one thing that I was going to suggest to you tomorrow, is we ought to give the Russians an ultimatum on the summit in about 2 weeks, telling them if they don't agree now, then you'll just defer it just like that's living dangerously.
Yeah.
But we can't let them play the game with us.
This is June. In 2 weeks, you say we'll be
exactly
around the 1st of June. But I'll step in.
See, then if we have announced the summit, if we know we are going to get a summit, I think.
I don't know if we can get anything out of it.
I think we can, Mr. President, because yesterday Dobrynin and I told him about your decisions on the Petersburg.
Yeah.
He's now come into the huge package on the economic aid they want.
Yeah.
And I just don't see why we should dribble it out to them and they give nothing in return.
I agree. Well, and I spoke to these editors down there today. I talked to him about the whole thing. So, yeah. Very guarded. Open way to other things. Negotiating to go further than that.
I think if we tell them, Mr. President, that they either have to tell us now.
Yeah.
They are trying to play Berlin. They're trying to keep. Also, if we get a summit commitment out of them, it will put pressure on the Gulf negotiations.
Well, if you got getting a commitment isn't enough, Henry. We've had that before.
No, and an announcement.
That's what I mean. They've got to announce it. We've got to say that, look, we've got to make an announcement, get it over with.
But then giving the economic commitments makes some sense. Otherwise, they're going to harvest everything.
Yeah.
And then play it to their maximum advantage.
You didn't talk about to him about summit today, did you?
No, much more. No, he said that if these things work out, bigger things will follow. But,
well, they haven't.
But they can't play. I don't think we should let them play with us.
Well, that's bigger than follow. What the hell big can follow?
You see, another thing, Mr. President, we have the great incentive to speed up the Berlin negotiations unless we know there's going to be a summit.
No.
And the way the things are going now, they're going to pocket it all and we've lost our pressure. If they refuse a summit, there's no earthly reason why they should refuse a summit.
No, we've agreed to settle salt, at least on an interim basis.
We've been helpful to them on Berlin.
And we're now looking at economic packages.
We are giving them economic packages.
I simply tell them, look, the economic thing should be announced at the summit.
And I think what I could tell them, Mr. President, if you agree, they are fairly soon after the first of June, around the 4th of this, they're not looking to be holding around for the investment has to make a schedule. They'll be delighted to come to Moscow if you can do it in September, but I think it's very difficult. It worked with Galt. I gave him 48 hours to answer, and he came back in 24.
Now we're in a position to move on these other things, and if it's time to do it, we've got to know.
And if they refuse, we just start dragging our feet on some other.
And we'll just say we'll have to postpone it indefinitely. Don't you say rather than spring?
Yeah.
Why the hell do we want to do it in spring?
I just say we'll postpone that.
We'll just have to
forget about it.
Let's just forget about it. As far as this year is concerned.
And then you see, then we have. That's what I mean. And then we have all the cards in our hands. We will know yes or no from them. And then we'll have the Chinese answer.
Yeah.
I think it's a better way of playing it. And then we'll see you again. And then they won't scream so much.
Well, I didn't thought of meaning to push them on that. The only thing that worries me a little about it is that it appears that we're begging for the goddamn summit. I would think they'd want it too.
They want it, Mr. President. They are just playing a cute game. They're trying to get everything and pocket it and have us at the maximum bargaining position. I think this way. If we keep giving them economic aid, if we keep delivering them...
Gleason's all we're going to give them right now.
Gleason and the computer.
Yes.
The computer you had already approved. I'm just throwing that in. That's independent. That's the British. You approved that with Eve. When Eve was there.
All right.
But then, Mr. President, we have a chance of giving them some more economic aid. While if we don't do it... our refusal to give some economic things will be badly refused.
My view is that if you're going to do this, I'd do it in a week.
Well, it's the 25th. That's about right.
In other words, around the 1st of June.
The 2nd, 3rd of June.
Which is basically right after Memorial Day.
That's right.
Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm on the Q thing, I must say. I have mixed emotions. I'm inclined to think that it would mean more than we gathered or into contact. But what the hell? It's been discounted. The press may discount. That's the whole problem.
See, the press and the TV people may discount.
They just kill you.
And then Harriman will be on every national network saying
well,
this is a way of backing Q. And
so
we've got nothing to stop him. We get these other cards in our hands.
Well, if you could come with this, and if when you went to see you, you had this plus an offer, the deadline.
That's what I mean. At least we...
You know, it's awfully damn hard for those that have been talking deadline to be against ceasefire, isn't it?
Absolutely.
They don't say ceasefire, you know.
But I thought...
But on the other hand, how in the hell can you set a deadline and not say ceasefire, because otherwise you jeopardize your remaining forces as they become less and more and more vulnerable.
Well, I saw Santini today, Mr. President. He was in town.
Oh.
And he says that just to do it for prisoners is too little.
Oh, hell, yeah.
And he mentioned, in fact, I didn't tell him it was acceptable, exactly the package we've developed, and he thinks that the North Vietnamese will accept it. But he could be wrong. I'm not nearly so optimistic. But if they reject it, we can make it public.
But you have him go back, and it could be a very good cover for you.
Exactly.
Can he be back in Paris?
He is back. He's left the farm.
That's very good. You can say you can always say
right.
See what I mean?
There,
that's right.
Well, I will hold off with you until tomorrow.
No. I have no... If he has to know.
No, we can wait for
him. I, I have no strong feeling about the damn thing. Let me put it this way. Does Bill Rogers feel we should not have it too?
That's right.
Because he doesn't think that means it.
That's right.
But he realizes we got to have a meeting.
I have explained to him that he's promised it.
Yeah. Promised it earlier.
He has no ill feeling about the process.
He has no objection to going there, having a meeting.
No.
Just doesn't want to have it now.
Exactly. And on this issue alone.
Did he suggest being prepared to make some sort of a peace offer at the time?
No, because he doesn't know anything.
No, that's right. Open up for him to see. Don't open to Laird, though, for Christ's sake. Tell him to damn it.
I don't think we need to say any more to Rogers except that he's secured until the end of the month.
Yeah. When does he go to Europe?
Next Tuesday.
Oh, he goes up. Well, under the circumstances, I think the best thing to do is to do the last part of it.
Right.
But just do it. Do it better done now.
Right.
He feels okay.
Right. I'll do it.
I'll adjourn the 20th.
I'll check a date with Haldeman tomorrow morning. I think we ought to have an alternative date again.
Yeah.
I'll check a date and then I'll send it.
Do it. Take a crack at it. Well, anyway, nothing else of new. The eventually going to get understood by people.
Oh, well, I think it's understood now. I can assure you, Mr. President, I saw.
I think by all intelligent people, yeah. I mean, people know anything about it.
Well, the people who don't know anything about it think we've achieved something which they don't understand.
Something new, huh?
And the people who do draft is ecstatic. The whole press is very positive. Branson had a very positive article about you in the London Sunday Times. Doesn't mean a hell of a lot of truth in circulation.
Well,
but I think it has had a very good response.
Well, it's kind of like the China thing, you know, sort of the same positive response.
But then everyone is saying again that in foreign policy you know exactly what you're doing, you're putting it all together.
Except on Vietnam.
Well, but we'll...
That really is the problem, because of the fact that the enemies, and of course, people like Reaver and the Red keep hacking away. Carry a burden there that people, we just have to make a sale that nobody will buy.
Yep.
Except in Alabama, they'll all buy it. They will have
Mr.
big
President,
signs up, win the war.
Mr. President, I think the people will buy it, and I think it will pay off. After
Vietnam? Oh, after it's done. I agree.
But I think even now, the way these questions are asked.
Yeah, the polls are pretty well.
Meaningless.
They have some questions. But the hell. Well, fine. Go right ahead, Henry, and the fuel limits go out of the way.
Right.
Yeah, I don't mind putting it in.
Right.
Matter of part of June, 1st of July.
Right.
All right.
Good.